I'm Marco Werman, and it's The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The so-called Islamic State movement has perpetrated so many horrific crimes that it's hard to be shocked anymore, but this one really got to me. It's the story of one man, an archaeologist, Khalid al-Assad. He was 81 years old, and for four decades he was the head of antiquities at the ancient site of Palmyra in Syria. Yesterday he was publicly beheaded and his body put on display. There are reports that it was hung from one of the ancient Greco-Roman columns he loved and devoted his life to protecting. Amr al-Azam is Syrian and a history professor at Shawnee State University in Ohio. This is such a tragic story, even among the million tragedies that have emerged from Syria in the last 5 years. Amr, this one really stings. Maybe you can explain why. Just tell us who Khalid al-Assad was.
Khalid al-Assad was a local archaeologist from Palmyra. He dedicated his life to working at the site. He was involved in its earliest excavations and restoration. He was the head of the department there for many, many years. And in fact, if you needed to do anything in Palmyra, you had to go to him. He was essentially Mr. Palmyra. But more importantly, he was someone who, because he'd spent so many years working in the site and he was so familiar with the archaeology of the area and of the city, and he was a huge repository of knowledge, all acquired through firsthand, you know, just by being there, by working it. And really, this vast repository of information has now been lost to us. And it's not the kind of information you can acquire by reading a book or by attending a lecture. It's all very practical knowledge and information. And it's gone now.
How did you know him?
I was the director of science and conservation laboratories in Syria from 1999 to 2004, I believe. And so whenever we had to go out to Palmyra to the museum to do any work, or, you know, they have a couple of mummies up there that we occasionally had to come and check up on, or do any restoration work for their labs, or just, you know, at a conference perhaps, or when he came down for meetings down in Damascus. So that's how we met. That's the physical aspect. I mean, but, you know, everybody knew Khalid. You know, if you knew anything about the history of Syria, you would have known something about Palmyra. And if you knew something about Palmyra, you'd have heard of Khalid al-Assad. He was ubiquitous. You know, it was all part of the same thing.
What was he like as a person?
On a very personal level, I didn't know him that well. But, I mean, certainly whenever we visited, he was always very generous. He would insist on inviting us to have lunch with him. I mean, he was a very friendly, open person. And I don't think that's unique to him. I think that's very much the characteristic of the people of Palmyra. There's that kind of that welcoming desert sort of folk characteristic that, you know, whenever you visited Palmyra, you felt yourself welcome there.
I gather he loved Palmyra so much that he named one of his daughters after the city's ancient queen.
He did, indeed. To him, Palmyra was his life. And even after he retired in 2003, he was still very prominent and still very much a part of Palmyra. You know, he was always going to be there right until the very end. And in fact, that's what he did. Even as they were evacuating the museum contents when ISIS was breaking in from, you know, the trucks were literally rolling out of the city from one end as ISIS were breaking into the city from the other. He could have jumped on those trucks and left with the artifacts, but he chose to stay instead. And, you know, they clearly saw him as someone who was an enemy. You know, they right from the very beginning when they entered Palmyra, they rounded up several hundred people who they considered to be enemies of ISIS. And someone like Khalid al-Assad would have been a threat to ISIS no matter what, one of the crimes they accused him was being pro-regime. But the very fact that Khalid al-Assad believed in protecting the archaeological ruins in Palmyra would have made him a target anyway, no matter what his position towards the regime would have been.
What do you think his death means for the city of Palmyra?
I mean, for the city itself, not much. I mean, he was another citizen or son of Palmyra, and Palmyra has offered so many of its sons thus far. For Palmyra, as you know, its cultural heritage, certainly a great source of knowledge and information on the site has been lost, and I don't think there was anyone else like him there.
Amr Al-Azam, professor of history at Shawnee State University, telling me about his colleague, 81-year-old archaeologist Khalid Al-Assad, beheaded yesterday by ISIS. Thanks very much for speaking with us, and condolences for your loss.
Thank you very much.